Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate. Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here with Christopher John O'Shea. What is that?
Oh, sorry, that was just me pounding on the table. A little drum roll.
Yeah, I guess.
Felt the building shake.
Is his microphone on? Go ahead, talk.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm here.
You sound better now.
You weren't hearing me before.
Yeah. No, right. I was hearing you, but I was hearing you outside of the microphones. So anyway, we're here on Money, Riches, and Wealth. I'm here with Christopher John, who's rumbling down on the other end of the table. I thought there was a herd of elephants behind me or something, you know?
Fired up.
But anyway.
Fired up and ready to go.
We have an open show.
On this cold December night. We're warm inside here, though.
And we're having an open show tonight. So our listeners are our guests. There, our listeners get to direct the conversation tonight. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question, because when we do an open show, you get to be the one to determine what are we going to talk about, what are we going to address, what's important to you. If you could answer this question for me, Drew, and Chris, this is what I need to know, and if this give me the answer, this will be incredibly beneficial to me and my personal finance, and there are probably 5 or 6 or 10 or 15 other listeners out there that have the same opinion that, you know, that question is something that they love to call in, but maybe they're just not the kind of people to call into a radio show. So if you do, you could help other people too by asking your question. 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask your question. Those who call in earliest, they're the ones that get the most attention because, you know, there's aren't as many people on the line. And later on, you might get that. Were you going to say something?
Well, sure. I was just going to say for people, for just the audience, just listening to things, I mean, we're challenged all the time by the Full Employment Act for advisors, because we've got the people in Washington, D.C. are constantly changing laws.
Oh, you know, they did a stimulus package, 6 months ago. We had to address and try to figure out all the different things that would be beneficial to our clients. Now they're talking about another one. And I just had somebody ask me today, well, what do I do? What am I going to do? And I said, look, it's all talk right now.
Sure.
I said, I'm not going to worry about it until I feel that there's a very good chance this is going through. Then I'm going to start getting serious, and I'll let you know what you need to do.
Or the retirement adjustment package they're talking about. You know, they're looking at things.
The newest version of Secure. That was the Secure Act just a year ago.
Yep.
And they said, this is going to secure. Now, a year later, we got to resecure the security of the secure. So, I heard a guy once say, it was a great line. He said, you know, when people talk about complicated things, they always say it's not rocket science, Drew. It's not brain surgery, Drew, you know.
Right.
But, you know, he said, you should say it's not CPA work, Drew, you know, because why? Because when scientists wake up in the morning, the laws of physics are still the same, you know.
Yep.
They don't change. When we wake up every morning, we hear they just passed another retirement package act. They just passed another tax law act. They just passed another stimulus package. They just passed another.
And sometimes it just completely changes it.
Changes everything. Changes how you think about things. Changes how you got to do things. You know, and
you
so
worry
forth.
About AMT before. Well, you don't have to worry about AMT for as many people anymore.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just amazing, mind-boggling stuff. As the politicians load on to an already ridiculously complicated tax law, more complication upon the complication of the complication. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And then when you don't have enough of the federal, then you go down to these guys in Annapolis who complicate our lives with all their crazy stuff, too.
You see the subtractions on the state form? how many different letters there are?
It's during the double doubles,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
you
so
know.
You got 30, you know, plus things that you're doing here. And these are these, you know, all over the place.
Yeah, well, anyway, we're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. Nobody's on the line. Hopefully you'll call in and ask a question so I don't have to talk to Chris all night.
You do enough of that during the day.
I do that for about 10 hours during the day.
There's Social Security questions.
It's not
as complicated as it used to be, but there's still things.
There's lots of things to talk about with Social Security.
There
and
are.
We
yep.
don't, we, you know, Mr. Social Security himself has sort of gone into full retirement. He's been a good ways away from the laws, so he doesn't do it as much. And so he tends to not do the program anymore or seminars, et cetera. Right. You know, and then there's just the whole Roth conversion. That's something that everybody needs to be thinking about.
Yep.
And, you know, tax planning for the end of this year, the new Maryland pass-through entity tax for business owners, you better learn about that. You need to know what it's all about and how to take the advantage of it and so forth. You know, I mean, but the list is pretty extensive of the things that people could need to, you know, call in and ask about.
Right, and there's some things you can wait until tax time to do. You know, do I want to do, you know, what kind of contribution do I want to put into my I-401k?
Yeah.
What do I want to do vis-a-vis the qualified business income tax, and what am I putting into my retirement plan, Roths, those sorts of things.
Well, this
but there's many things that you've got to do before 12/31. You're talking Roth conversion,
right? This Friday, by the way, our associate Alex Price is going to be doing a webinar on sophisticated retirement planning for Johns Hopkins University employees that have more than $1 million in their 403b, and there's plenty of them. A lot of JHU employees who are doctors and so forth have well over $1 million in their 403b. And Alex and I designed a list of really significant high-end tax planning and estate planning for those types of employees. And that'll be on this Friday. And if anybody wants to sign up for that, who is a Johns Hopkins University, because it's specific for the type of programs that they have.
Sure.
And you can just go to our website and go to the Education Center, look for webinars, and in that you will see the sign-up registration for that webinar. So Alex will be doing that this Friday. And, you know, Alex reminds me of myself when I was in my late 20s, you know, because he's a very confident and a very good presenter. He's a very good command of
right,
a seminar.
Whether he's talking to 5 people or 50 people.
He doesn't, you know, he can do it and does it well. And he knows this stuff pretty well because he's been with me for many times that I've taught him. So we got a couple callers online. I'm going to go to you. But right now I got to go to traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated? Are just a few of the many parts of the physical. The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Now back to more of Money, just Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Not one of the big three, but definitely a good one. Anyway.
Almost got him singing there, but we digress. We'll go to the callers. We have a couple, right?
We do have a couple. We're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, we have lines open, but I do have a few callers online. So we're going to go to Wayne in Parkville. Wayne, how can we help you? Well, we already lost Wayne. Wayne probably didn't want to wait around, so Nobody waits around.
Well, that's hard. Yeah.
They didn't hear. Maybe they heard White Christmas and they didn't think that it was worth waiting around for.
Listen to Bing.
Yeah.
So go ahead, give the number out and they can call back.
So if you wanted to, if for some reason you were there, Wayne or Lee, and you want to call back, 410-922-6680. And I do have a couple callers coming in, but I don't know who they are and what they're all about. So until I do, I will just chit-chat. So I did get on with Sean this morning. And when I was talking to Sean this morning about was why everyone out there, whoever's listening to me, if your computer at home is more than 3 years old, you need to consider upgrading your computer. Okay? Hear me. If your computer is definitely more than 5 years old, you definitely need to be upgrading your computer. And if you, especially if you're running Windows 7 out there, if you're still running Windows 7, you're totally unprotected from a security point of view. And so the reason I bring this up is I've got a lot of clients. We're trying to do Zoom meetings with them, and, we can't get it going. We can't get a mic going. We can't get the video going. Why? Because they have old video cards or old audio cards, or they have no video card or no audio card, and the computer is old and so forth. So you need to be upgrading your computer. The world is moving too fast not to spend the $400 or $500 necessary to upgrade your computers. And, and I think a lot of people think that the computers are extremely expensive, and they're coming down in price dramatically. You can get a very good computer between $400 and $600, and it'll accomplish everything you need and ridiculously great storage in the program and speed. So something you really want to consider. We're going to Eric in Pasadena. Eric, how can we help you?
So I had a question about paying for my daughter's college. We're getting ready to send her off in next fall.
When you say we, I'm assuming you're married.
Yes, my wife and I.
Okay, go ahead.
So we know that the college, her degree is going to cost about $90,000. We have about $80,000 now sitting in two different savings accounts. And I guess my brain is thinking I should get a loan and not drain those accounts and pay for the loan out of those accounts slowly. I'm not sure.
Why would I would sort of disagree, unless the loans you're getting are the 0% loans, where you don't have to pay a nickel on them until she graduates, and then I would pay them all off totally, because student loan interest isn't cheap. You're talking normally sometimes up to 5% and 6%, even if it's just 3%. I don't necessarily think that I would I would want to keep it around. I'm not a big fan of borrowing money for something like that, and assuming I'm going to outpace it in my investments.
Okay.
So here's another thing. What kind of income do you and your wife make? 100, 150, 200, 300?
Between 100 and 150.
Okay, so you got to be really careful, because once you go over that 160,000 adjusted gross income number, you're going to start losing the $2,500 American Opportunity Credit. So you got to monitor your income very closely every year and figure out if there's something you can do to drop that AGI down below that 160 number, because $2,500 of cash is going to start clipping away. Your income goes between 160 and 180, and then you get nothing at 180. All right? Okay. So it's very important to remember. Second thing, every year you're going to pay for that tuition. I recommend that you take that money, put it into a T. Rowe Price Maryland 529 plan, and then take that money right back out and pay for the, the room and board and so forth. But never, if you're going to spend $20,000, okay, only put $15,000 into the 529 plan. Then take it out about 2-3 weeks later and send it off to the college or whatever. And you say, well, why am I going to do that? The answer is because you get a $5,000 Maryland state tax deduction every year you do that for her. And so that's the equivalent of about $400 a year tax savings by doing it that way. Very important that you do this, okay?
Okay. Okay, cool.
Now, there's a couple things you need to think about, but I would not do the borrow money unless it's 0% interest, and then I would pay it back immediately once you get past that, okay?
Okay, great. I appreciate the help.
All right, take care, Eric. Good question. Very good question. Let's go to Mark in Ellicott City. Mark, how can we help you?
My wife has a traditional 401k.
Okay.
And I'd like to transfer it to our Roth. And I was wondering about the intricacies of doing that process.
Well, the intricacies are not intricate at all. It's a very simple process, you know. And it depends. It is either a two-step process or a one-step process. If the 401k allows you to go to the Roth IRA in a what's called a direct rollover conversion, then you can just go direct to the Roth IRA. How old is she, by the way?
She is 58.
So she may not be able to do it at all. Does she have a Roth 401k in her 401k plan? Has she left that company? Did she leave that company? Or is it...
No, actually, she's still with the company.
Okay. You can't...
I personally like self-directed.
At 58 years of age, I doubt they're going to allow an in-service distribution. Okay? So that's number one. Number two, once she turns 59 and a half, you may be able to do that. Okay? But the key to the Roth is you do not move from a pre-tax 401k to a Roth IRA unless you do serious tax planning to make sure that you're making a wise decision. And if you don't know how to do that, my friend, you make sure you get somebody who knows how to do that, because it's an easy thing to think about moving from a pre-tax 401k to a Roth IRA. But if you do it, you know, misguided, you could end up hurting yourself by making the move. So you move $50,000 to a Roth, you know, it could cost you $20,000 in taxes because you didn't think it out right. So, you know.
It's half of that. And so are you charged ordinary income then?
You are charged ordinary income when you make the conversion. And you got to be careful that you don't. Like, for example, my last caller who had the kid going to college. So let's say you made $160,000 this year, but then you converted your wife's 401k, $25,000. Now all of a sudden your AGI is $185,000. You just lost a full $2,500 of cash because you didn't think out that conversion rollover. So just that's all I'm warning you is just make sure you do the tax analysis before you do the conversion and think it out, okay? But I think you're going to have to wait until you're 59 and a half. I will say there are some companies that do allow in-service distributions, rollovers, even at younger ages below 59 and a half, but they're very rare. They're very rare. But ask anyway.
Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. You take care. Good question. Washington, I hope you'll hold on for us, not like our last two callers who hung up between the break, but I have to go to a pause real quick. We're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. If you want to get on with Washington, ask your question, 410-922-6680.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm pretty sure that is not a Christmas song. No. There you go. I don't even know that it's a song. I don't know what it is. So anyway, so we're here with an open show.
It's a great group.
Open. Ah, there's no such thing. We're an open show. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. You get to determine the course of the conversation like Washington's going to do here in a second. So if you want to call in, 410-922-6680. Lines are open, and we're going to Washington. Washington, how can I help you?
Good evening, Drew and Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, Washington, how are you?
Okay.
Good.
A question. Now that so far COVID's going to be the new reality for now, what should we expect if we're a customer going in next year when it comes tax time, when we normally come in order to have our taxes prepared.
Well, at least our firm, I know what we're going to do if it's still, quote-unquote, pandemic and, you know, et cetera, we're going to have no choice but to do everything electronically, Zoom, and people either, like we've done many times, clients that are in Florida, clients UPS. That are in California, they either upload to our client portal or they send things UPS. And if they're in town, they might drop it off and leave immediately. And then we'll scan it and then get it back to them or have them come back in and pick it up. So it's going to be one of those three options. That's the only thing we're going to be able to do. We're not going to be able to do in-person meetings still if the government still tells us we can't. And the problem with, you know, with what's going on is that the Republicans, you know, one of the reasons that the stimulus package isn't going in is because the Democrats want money for the states and the cities that are in financial trouble, and they're usually blue states and cities. And the Republicans want some type of liability protection for businesses who are trying their best to keep people safe. But if something breaks out, they don't want to have to be liable for it because it's too difficult a situation to control. It's almost uncontrollable. And the Democrats say no. Why do they say no? Because the plaintiff's attorneys are a big lobbying group for the Democrats as part of their base. And they usually say no to anything that stops the plaintiff's attorneys from being able to sue. So, you know, that's why, you know, you're going to find that most companies are going to be this way. They've got to protect, you know, do what the government says and do everything and anything to eliminate, even though they might do very safe, sound things that have no risk to anyone. If the government says that it's not, and then all of a sudden you get an outbreak of any sort, you know, you've got liability risk.
Okay, understood.
Yeah, well, I wished I could tell you something different. You know, Chris and I love meeting with the clients every year in person. You know, it's a part of the joy of it. But now, you know, we're going to have to do it via Zoom and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. But we do a lot of that anyway. I mean, we do, I don't know, 700 tax returns, and I'd say at least 20-25% of them are in states other than Maryland. So there are a lot of clients we've never met in person. So anyway, I hope that helps you, my friend.
Yes, and also new computers, since mine is a few years old, but it doesn't have a camera. But it's got a fast process, but it doesn't have a camera, so...
You need to really, everyone out there listening needs to upgrade their computers to the latest and greatest technology. It should be no later than 2019 or 20. That way you absolutely have the best of cameras you can have. You got the best audio microphone on it you have. You got the best software updates. You got the antivirus protections and everything. And you're constantly being updated. You got an old computer like Windows 7. They're not updating the safety features on Windows 7 anymore. You're completely vulnerable if you have Windows 7 out there and you're accessing the internet or answering email or anything on that computer. All right?
Well, it's at Windows 10, but it's just that it has no camera on it. So
yeah, I would get rid of it. You know, I would go to the latest and greatest, $400-$500, $600 at the most for a good Windows-based computer. Now, if you're talking Mac, yeah, you're going to pay $1,500, $2,000 for those things. But the average person should be doing Windows-based computers unless they're used to the Apple computer. I can't even hardly work on a Mac. I don't hardly understand the Mac.
Oh, well, sure. You have to completely learn the keyboard.
Yeah.
It's all different stuff.
Anyway, Washington, good call. Good question, my friend.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Sir.
Take care. We're going to somebody, if I put my glasses on, I'll see who it is. Yeah, look, I put my glasses on, and I see that. You don't have to tell me. Charles in Eastern Shore, how can I help you?
Okay, I have a quick question. I put in $195,000 to, I don't know if you want me to tell you the company name, but anyway, the index fund, and now it's $300,000 and almost $300,000 and a little over $300,000. And so if I pull it off, I have to pay taxes on the $100,000 that I've gained.
Well, it's a regular brokerage account, right?
It's index 500.
No, but I mean the account is just a regular investment brokerage account. It's not an IRA, right. It's not a Roth or anything.
No.
So it's a regular brokerage account.
Yeah.
So then you're absolutely correct. If you sell it, any gain that you made, you will have to pay income taxes on it, and it'll depend upon what other income you have as to what capital gains rate you're going to pay on that.
Okay. And I'm retired, and I mean, I have good retirement, so.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
do
like
you?
I'm doing it for the money. I like to try to do something before the 20th of January. You know.
Well, you know, I got one. Let me ask you a quick question, okay? Are you very charitably minded by any chance?
I have been, yes, but I mean, I do a.
Well, the reason I ask, Charles, is that a lot of our clients who are charitably minded and they have a big appreciation in the stock and they want to sell the stock, what we do is we say, well, instead of giving cash to that charity, we'll just give some of this highly appreciated stock. So if they want to give $2,000 in charity, we'll give $2,000 of highly appreciated stock to the charity. And that's a win-win for everyone because the client gets to deduct the full $2,000, even though maybe $1,000 or $1,500 of it is capital gains. And so that's a neat strategy that people can use who are charitably minded. Don't give money to charity because you're going to save on taxes. Give money to charity because you want to. But if you want to, use the highly appreciated securities to do it because it's a win-win for you and the charity.
Okay, the original $195,000 that I put in there, I could switch that over to like a Roth or something. And I mean...
No, you've got to, every time you sell any of that mutual fund, and you can only move cash into a Roth IRA. So, and you can only do $7,000 a year. So if you move $7,000 of that fund in there, you've got to sell it first and then move cash in, because contributions to IRAs and Roths always have to be done in cash, not in kind securities. Okay?
Gotcha. Yep.
But it's a great idea. You should suggest it to your Congress people that you can do that, my friend.
So, is there any way to move this money out of there into, you know, I mean, this is just...
Is it the S&P 500 fund that you have?
No, it's the index 500.
Right.
I'm in that too.
It's the S&P 500 index. That's the index you're investing in.
Well, this is through T. Rowe Price.
No, I understand. But when you say it's the index 500, it's the S&P 500 that it's mimicking.
Okay.
Correct. And that's why it's done so well, because it's been a very hot part of the market and so forth. But if you leave that fund, even if you go to another T. Rowe fund, you're going to pay taxes on that transfer. And there's nothing wrong with paying taxes. You just have to have a strategy as to why you're going to pay taxes to transfer and so forth. All right?
Okay. All right, good enough.
All right, my friend. I wished I could tell you that there's an easy answer to that, but we do have one caller online. They're going to have to hold for me between this break, but we could probably easily take another two calls before the end of the show tonight if you want to call in. 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. Lines are open, and I'll come to this caller on hold after this break with traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your Financial Physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't you love Bing Crosby when he's singing those kind of songs?
No one can get Chris laughing like you can. You and he are just like that on music.
We're here on an open show. I got callers online I got to go to right away. So we're going to Lee in Towson. Lee, how can we help you?
I got a couple of related questions. In your previous caller, you said that somebody could sell this, donate the stock and get the tax deduction to their charity. Sell the stock, give the stock to the charity, then they get a tax deduction. But I thought with the recent tax changes for a lot of people, you can't deduct because you're not itemizing anymore.
Well, that's not 100% true, Lee. So, you know, for example, if you have any medical bills and, you know, if he's single or is he married, if he's single and he's got reasonable income, he's paying property taxes and taxes. So that's $10,000 right there you're able to take. And then all he's got to do is have another $3,000 of other bills. But if he was very charitably minded, let's say he gave $20,000 of stock away, he would clearly be able to itemize and take a good advantage of it. So you're right that you have to look at whether you're going to get the full advantage of it. But you're wrong to assume that just because of the new tax law, you can't itemize anymore.
Yeah, my main question is not that. Is can you donate shares of a mutual fund to a charity?
You could donate anything. You could donate an artwork that you bought for $1,000 and they find out that Picasso painted it and it's worth $1 million. You can give anything to charity and get a deduction for the full value of it, fair market value, but it gets a little more complicated when it's not a publicly traded security or mutual fund or something of that sort. So, yeah, you can give away anything to charity and take a tax deduction for it.
Yeah, okay. So, and listen, is there any merit to this thought that, like for example, I have T. Rowe Price Mid-Cap Growth. Every year I get tax on taxable capital appreciation or capital distribution.
Right, yeah.
What? So I'm paying tax every year, and then when I go to sell shares later on, I got to pay tax again.
Well, not necessarily, my friend. Okay, so let's say I buy T. Rowe Price Mid Cap Growth Fund. It does very well, and I paid $10,000 for it. And then in 2020, they distribute $1,000 of capital gains to me that I have to report on my tax return, and I just reinvested it back into the fund. My cost basis in the fund now jumps to $11,000. If I sell that fund the next day and it's worth $11,200, I'm only going to pay $200 capital gains. I'm only going to pay capital gains tax on $200, not $1,200 from what I originally paid for it. So that's the way it works. It's a little more complicated than that. So you're right. You have to pay taxes on the distributions every year. But, you know, one of the reasons so many people are turning to index funds instead of actively managed funds is that index funds don't do that to you. Index funds don't have those big capital gain distributions on a yearly basis that an actively managed. That's a whole talk in and of itself. Someday, if I have the time, I'll go and do that for everyone, explain why that happens. All right?
Okay. Great. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good call. Good questions. Jim in Baltimore City, how can we help you?
Yeah, good evening. Great program. I'm going to sort of follow up with a little bit of the gift charitable contributions.
Sure.
I have some one C Corp that's been around for a long time, owns some rental properties, kicking out some cash. And are there any restrictions on giving cash, to charitable charitable, you know, place, you know, in with a C corporation? Are there restrictions? And can I still get the tax benefit as an expense or a deduction on my on a corporate tax return?
You can, you know, but you know, normally your corporate tax rate isn't going to be as high as your personal tax rate. So it just depends
on
this.
In Maryland, you get killed between the. I mean, the corporate tax rate is from the feds is 21%, and then Maryland gets you for 7 or 8.
Right, but you're
so you're up to 30.
But your federal income tax rate, your personal federal income tax rate, easily could be 22 or 24 or even 32, and or 35. So you know, you add Maryland 8% or more on, you're much higher than the corporate rate. So the question you have to ask yourself is, where's the better deduction, the corporation or the personal? And the other question you have to ask yourself is, why the heck do you have a C corp?
It's been around for a long time.
But you know, it, depending on what's in the C corp and how it's structured, you know, you might want to consider conversion of that structure to something different. Now, I'm not saying you can. It's very complicated, built-in gain and all that kind of good stuff. But if you can do it, you may want to consider restructuring that entity.
Okay, I appreciate that advice.
All right. It's
been, yeah. Okay. Great. Thanks for the suggestions and the comments and great show as always.
Thank you, Jim. Good talking to you. Have a great Christmas, and maybe if Chris has some more wonderful Bing Crosby songs, you know, we can. Anyway,
you recognize the one.
We're on an open show, but unfortunately, I'm probably out of time now to take another caller because we only have, what, 2 or 3 minutes to go.
Sure, maybe a quick call.
No, we don't have any time for a call. That's what I just said.
Well, you were saying maybe. Okay.
No.
Not even a short one. Okay.
Probably don't have time for that.
I understood.
So, do you have anything to talk about, or we'll just sit here in silence for the next 2 minutes?
When have you and I, well, occasionally, we've been silent, but that doesn't happen all that often. So it's just interesting. I mean, I'm fascinated by, you know, we talk about a lot of planning things, and it's fast changing, and there's so many things that are untapped that can really help clients. But it's also looking at the investment world, the investments. I mean, there's so much commentary that happens on it because there's so many people that are on the air. They're telling you about what's happening this way or that way. But to us, we just look at, well, what's happened.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, you know, you're bringing up a great point that I wanted to talk about tonight, actually. I forgot all about it. And that is that, you know, you want to do something interesting is go on to your financial websites, whether it's Yahoo or Bloomberg or Gmail, you know, Google Finance or whatever website you like, and watch what the market's doing and listen to the headlines saying the market is up because of the vaccine. The market is down because of the vaccine. The market is up because of the stimulus package. The market is down because the stimulus package isn't going to go through or whatever. Now, watch that and record it every time. And by the end of a week, you'll realize these guys have no clue what they're talking about. Because they'll say in the morning, the market is doing this because of this. And then in the afternoon, the market will be totally reversed and doing something different. And now they're all of a sudden saying, well, now the market's doing this because of this. Well, wait a minute. If it was doing this because of this at 8 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning, how could it turn around and change and be totally different and later on in the morning? And what they talked about isn't like nobody knew about in the morning. It's just they had to have something new to talk about, and they knew you would forget what they said in the morning. I don't forget. I listen to what idiots these people are, and the public is getting hurt by listening to this garbage. And that's what it is. Garbage.
I think you should not hold back anymore, and you should really
say. I just
did. What you think. Well, they just, but, yeah. Well, again, they're filling airtime. I mean, if you're talking about what the market's doing, you're trying to fill airtime. So,
well, they're hurting people, and that's why so many people were freaked out and they sold out before the election, because they said, oh, you know, the market's doing this because of this. You know,
I agree. Yeah, people get hurt that way.
And people got hurt and made decisions on this silly commentary that they make. Anyway, this is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless. People,